Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the concerns and the worries of the intellectual masses to be brought forth and confronted. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the very nature of things that we know and love to be questioned. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for things that were once seen as unfathomable to once again become fathomable. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Unscripted Dialogue. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're listening to the Unscripted Dialogue Podcast. It's your boy Conjavious Phillips, aka King P. You already know. And yes, it is another Wednesday morning. I count on joy to be alive. And yes, we meet again. Welcome back. Wake up, wake up. Make sure you have said your prayers and make sure you're ready to get stuff done. And it is hump day, hump day, hump day. Yes, it is hump day, hump day, hump day. Closed mouths do not get fed and lazy hands do not get bread. I've been through what I've been through and I did what I had to do. God, I thank you for always protecting me. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Understand, no matter what you're going through or whatever you may encounter today or for the rest of this week, good, bad, or indifferent, grace and mercy will sustain you. It's been a minute. It's been a while. Yes, I know a lot of time has passed and a lot of things has happened and a lot of tough decisions had to be made. And yes, we all know tough decisions are a part of growing up and being an adult. And yes, you do live and learn, and you try to take the positive from every situation. It get hard sometimes. It get hard sometimes. It get hard. But yeah, it get hard sometimes. You can snap if you agree. But like I said, you must deal with it all so positivity and blessings can flow your way. Stay in position. Stay in position. But I hope all is well with you all. And thank you all again for joining me. I hope life has been treating you well. We all have ups and downs, ebbs and flows. So whatever you're dealing with or whatever it is, good, bad, or indifferent, like I said before, just press on. But, like I said before, a lot of time has passed on and have passed us by. And I haven't talked to you all in forever. Hey, I'm back. Welcome back. It's season 11, I think. It's the beginning of it. But, anyways, a lot of things has happened. A lot of things has transpired. A lot of changes have occurred. But we'll get to it all throughout the season. No need to crowd y'all and cram y'all with all this stuff now. But I'll tell you something funny. I tried to be a plumber and fix my toilet, and it turned out bad. I almost flooded the whole house. It was just water everywhere. And I had no business messing with this particular piece, because this piece had nothing to do with what I was trying to fix. But me being me, messing with it, and water just squirted everywhere. And I shouldn't even say squirted, water skeeted everywhere. It just gushed and gushed and gushed out. I was like, oh my God. And have you ever been in a situation and you've noticed the moment that you've now effed up? I seen the water coming. And in that moment, I knew I had effed up. Oh, that was so funny. Oh, my God. I still laugh about it to the day. It's very funny. But all in all, I did fix the problem. I feel good about it. I feel good about it. I fixed the problem. Hooray me. Hooray me. Hand claps. But in other news, in other exciting news, I should say, I did have a kid. I have a baby boy, a son. He's a week old now. And, I mean, it's different. You know, it's just different. I understand it won't be perfect always, but I understand that I have to be present and I have to be the best I can be. And you know, that's just a day by day thing. I'm not stressing it. I'm not tripping. You know, just a little few things that I have been doing and dealing with and participating in, you know, since I've been on this hiatus. But yeah, I have a baby boy. And he looks like me. He has some of my mannerisms. He cries, but my mom said I was a crybaby when I was a baby. But hey, they say that's what babies do. So I'm not tripping. But yeah, I have a kid. Can y'all believe it? I can't. But, you know, like I said, tough decisions have to be made. And that was one of them. But, Corbin, hey, good morning. We'll be listening together later. But yeah, I have a kid.
Life people will make you mad, disrespect you and treat you bad. Let God deal with the things they do, cause hate in your heart will consume you too. Always tell the truth, say your prayers, hold doors, pull out chairs, easy on the swears. You're living proof that dreams come true. I love you and I'm here for you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Unscripted Dialogue Podcast. It's your boy Conjavious Phillips, aka King P. You already know, and like I said before, it is another Wednesday we get to spend together. And I hope I say something that encourage you over the hump and help you throughout the week. But roses are red, Skittles are purple. If I am here and you are there, one of us is in the wrong place. And I can say I've been in the wrong place a lot. But lately I feel like I've been in the right place. I feel good about where I'm at and what I've been doing. But that's neither here nor there. Like I tell you all the time, this podcast was created to uplift people, offer a place where opinion and free thought is welcomed. And another focus of the show is to impart that life is about choices and decisions we must make for ourselves as we openly discuss the norms of life and give the audience hope as we produce more content. I have a legit question for you all. If you were a politician, would you continue running for office if you kept losing? For example, this guy, don't really know him, didn't vote for him. I got a lot of ad mail from him. And I noticed last year that he was running. And he wasn't running for re-election. He was running to be elected. So I'm like, if you political mill ain't the reason you didn't win, maybe it's your policies, maybe it's your campaign, maybe it's something other than political mill. So why you keep sending junk mail out? But it's neither here nor there. I just had to get it off my chest. But yeah, that's a serious question. If you were a politician, would you continue to run for office if you kept losing? But I digress. But on a serious note, did you all vote? Seriously, did you all vote? I did. I'll say this. I'm not a every time voter. I vote when I guess remember to vote or feel like I have time to vote. I don't know. But I gained a new perspective for voting. This guy told me that even though I feel like my vote don't count, that's not my opinion, but even though I may feel like my vote don't count, I should still vote because people lost their lives for me to have that right. And just for that fact alone, I should exercise that right. And that made so much sense to me and that spoke to me. So, of course, I went to the ballot box and I voted. But to make a long story short, and sorry I went long about this, I hope you utilize your vote and try to at least persuade someone's opinion at the ballot box or with your vote in office. But hey, like I said before, you're listening to the Unscripted Dialogue Podcast. It's your boy Con Javius Phillips, aka King P. You already know I'm about to take a sip of water, and I'll be right back to speak with you all.
It's time to start another beautiful day. Forget your troubles, get them out of your way. The sun is rising and it's shining on you. So go on and pick up your mood because it's smiling too. No need to worry, we got just what you need. No need for money, but donate if you please. We came to give you everything that we have. So take a second to breathe and take a second to laugh.
It's Unscripted Dialogue. Welcome to the show.
Wake up. What's up? Welcome back to the Unscripted Dialogue Podcast. It's your boy, Con Javius Phillips, aka King P. You already know. And if you're driving right now, I hope you're having a safe commute. And if you made it to your destination, I'm glad you've made it safe. And I have another question for you all. What do you all see when you close your eyes for a period of time? Like, is it complete darkness? Is it images? Is it words? What is it? And if you don't mind sharing, you can hit me up at Facebook at Unscripted Dialogue. Again, that's Facebook at Unscripted Dialogue. And on Twitter at @IM_ConJavius. Again, that is Twitter at @IM_ConJavius. Like, what do you see? I'm anxious to hear. So if you don't mind sharing, you can hit me up. I'll respond. And it's better to at me or tag me instead of inboxing. But do as you please. I don't mind. And for I myself, I'll just tell you what I see on the surface. Sometimes I see words. Sometimes I see like skits. And sometimes I see like, I guess, I can't even explain it. But once we get to talking about it, maybe I better explain it once we're talking one-on-one. But like I said, you are listening to the Unscripted Dialogue Podcast. I'm excited to be back on. This is the first episode of season 11. And I feel like I'm going to open up more about myself. Like I say all the time, I'm not private. I'm transparent. If you don't ask, I won't tell. If I don't think you need to know, I won't share. But I'm trying to get out of that. So what's better than to share my opinions and thoughts and the way I do things here on the podcast? But I have another question. Do you self-reflect? I do, and I did. I think the best thing I ever did in the last, I say, 4 or 5 months was digging deep and looking and asking myself why I do the things the way I do them. Why am I the way that I am? And why am I where I'm at? If that makes sense. And honestly, I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot of hard truths about myself. And I think it made me a better person. And it's not things I didn't know already. It's just things I had to be intentional about fixing. And hey, it made me feel like I was being a better person and doing more right things. I guess that's the best way to put it, right things. But anyway, you do that. You self-reflect. You really sit down and pay attention to who you are and what you really be doing and what you really say and how you really be moving. Am I the only one who does that? I probably not. But hey, if you do that, I'm sure that you found that mechanism good or positive. I have. I'm not even going to lie. But over these last few months, a lot of things have happened. Good, bad, and indifferent. And I won't go down the list of all the things, but I do want to touch on this Kanye West and Kyrie Irving situation. And no, I didn't come back on air just to talk about it. It's out. Why I just decided to come back on air. Like I said, a lot of things have happened over the last couple of weeks dealing with Kyrie Irving and Kanye West. And they're being attacked on all sides. And if you've listened to the podcast, you know I'm not biased. You know I'm a fan of Kyrie Irving and Kanye West. But you know I'm not biased when it comes to calling them out when they do foolishness. I'll just say this. Kanye West has poor word choice. But every one of his messages, if you listen to it with the filter and not trying to critique, his message hold weight. And he pretty much laid out how he would be attacked if he kept going on saying the things that he was saying and doing the things that he were doing. And he pretty much laid the blueprint out on every interview that gave him a chance to speak. He laid out the blueprint. And in my humble opinion, he allowed himself to become an example of what would happen if you do the things that he did. Because I'm sure he had chances to recant, retract, walk back, change course. I'm sure he had a chance to do all that. But he kept going and saying what he was saying and doing the things that he was doing. And like I said, in my humble opinion, I feel like he allowed himself to be the example. And a few weeks later, we saw the same blueprint and the same attack done with Kyrie Irving. And if you haven't been paying attention, Kyrie Irving posted a link from Amazon to his social media. And a lot of people didn't agree with the content of what the movie was portraying. Again, Kyrie Irving posted a link from Amazon on his social media, and people didn't like the content or what the message the content had. Then they did what they did, label him, sent the black people after him to call him all these things and to make him feel all these ways and trying to make him say all these things that he really doesn't feel. And that's what they did to Kanye. He laid the blueprint out, became the example, and they just did the same thing to Kyrie. So that leads me to wonder, like, what are y'all really standing on? But that's not even a conversation for today. I feel like Amazon should be held accountable if Kyrie is being held accountable. I'm not saying that the contents in the movie was right. I'm not saying that it's not hate speech. I'm not saying none of that because I don't know. I haven't watched it. Haven't done my research on it and really don't plan on doing it. But I feel like on the surface level of what I know and what I have researched and read about this situation, that Amazon is profiting from it. So if Kyrie posted it and Amazon is profiting from it, Amazon should be held at the same, I would say, held to the same standard that Kyrie is being held to, in my humble opinion. But what troubled me the most about this and seeing this happen was the black people, not only that's on TV, on radio, on podcasts, but the black people just in general on social media. They're bashing, crucifying, slandering, and all these things to Kyrie Irving and Kanye West, and they're not informed. I read a quote on Facebook just last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, don't know. And it read, black people follow all trends but sticking together. And this comment and quote and post had multiple shares, multiple comments, multiple loves, people agreeing with the post, people giving insight or opinions about how this could be changed or become a different thing. And I'll just say this. In order for step one to take place, we black people must not speak out of ignorance. You see how I just came on a public platform and said I haven't done my research, so I can't really speak on the whole situation. I think more people should take that that approach, because you're speaking and not knowing what you're talking about is doing more damage than the people that's on TV and the national media, the figureheads and all of that. Because when you put out foolishness, that foolishness get retweeted and shared and all these things, and that's widespread. And then the whole community is uninformed based off one social media post. And I'm gonna be honest, I've learned over the last couple months, people really, really, really believe what they see and read on social media. So to all the people that liked, shared, loved, and all that to that post, let's start there. If we don't know what we're talking about, let's just be quiet. Wait until we're told, not even told, but taught, or I won't even say taught. Wait till you just find out the information that you need to have an opinion. That's basically what I'm trying to say. And if you don't understand that, just stay out of business that doesn't concern you. Yes, we all have a social media. Yes, it's on the news. Yes, it's plastered everywhere, but it's propaganda. And just like y'all say, when America go messing with other countries, that ain't got nothing to do with you, and all of this and all of that, take that same approach. I mean, no one is telling you to be a follower of another person. That's just my opinion. But like I said, we'll get together and we can move forward if you stop speaking out of ignorance. I won't even say ignorance. Stop speaking out of what you've heard instead of what you found out and read and researched for yourself. And hey, this is just the beginning. I have a lot more opinions and a lot more thoughts that of things that's been going on. Things that I've already talked about but now are resurfacing. So I'm happy. I'm excited. But like I said, thank you all for joining and thank you all for listening. Again, no matter what you're going through, no matter good, bad, or indifferent, grace and mercy will sustain you. And you're listening to the Unscripted Dialogue Podcast. It's your boy, Con Javius Phillips, aka King P. You already know. And I'm out of here. Peace. Happy hump day. Happy hump day. Happy hump day.
Yourself. You can't deal with anyone. In order to be used by God, you have to really be used. You know, we always want to be used for the glorious jobs. Let God put me on the stage in front of the people in the Grammy show with a nice dress on. Let me just praise your name. But that's not being used. Sometimes in order to be used, you also have to be humiliated. You have to be humiliated sometimes. You have to be kicked and beaten. And in that situation, the person who's kicking and beating, he's feeling more pain than you are. You know, love is an incredible thing. And we don't know love like we should. We always talk about, I have unconditional love. Unconditional love is, we don't even know it. Because if a person stops stimulating us, we stop loving them. You're not interesting to talk to anymore. Goodbye. But that real love, that love that sometimes is difficult, difficult to have, that's that love.
Tell me how you really feel. Ooh, yeah, baby. Unscripted dialogue. Tell me how you feel. Tell me, tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel. Tell me, tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel. Unscripted dialogue.